Blog Talk Radio.
What up, what up, what up, what up, what up? What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. Today is Saturday, February the 3rd, 2018. And the time is 6:30 p.m. Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show schedule for you today. As you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you. I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time as we can spend illuminating and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a short show. I want to break down the Zoe Life Management System mic here.
All right, there we go. Let me see, that sounds a little better.
Okay,
so we'll roll with this here. Let me turn my other mic off.
All right,
there we go.
Okay,
brothers and sisters, so I did switch over so that way
you guys
can hear me a little better, because the previous mic wasn't working that well. So I will continue. I won't repeat what I said at the beginning. But basically, we're sharing today a deeper understanding of Zoe Life, or Jesus Christ, or the life management system, and how that establishes a new awakened state. It allows you to awaken from your sleep. And it's extremely important, my brothers and sisters, that this new awakened state that we all have access to is something that you are oscillating or vibrating in, simply meaning that the purpose of the life management system is to help you and understand that you have been given something that is extremely important. That is a spiritual life. And it's extremely important that we understand what that means. So everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice has this opportunity to engage in this spiritual life. Now, so we just read what that means by reading those three scriptures, 1 Corinthians 15:44, 1 Corinthians 15:50, and Colossians 2:13. And those three scriptures establishes the foundation that there is a natural body and a spiritual body. And the natural body, again, is totally, separate from the spiritual body. And if we don't understand that, then we don't understand how we are able to be naturally alive and spiritually dead. And without that understanding, my brothers and sisters, it's very, 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 very important, because that's the foundation of the life management system. Colossians 2:13 again says, when you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your sinful nature, God made you alive in Christ, or with Christ. Now, that's extremely important, because, again, this word that it talked about is also mentioned, that I said before, in the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 13 says the same thing. It's very important, because there's no need for a life management system if you already got life. And so the problem is that this system that I have is easy to promote. So the members inside of the life management, there's nobody that's a part of the life management system that should be, especially with 2018, not making more than or at least $100,000 a year. So not only is this, now remember, Jesus came that you may have life and life more abundantly. And this life is really important, because if you really understand what we're talking about, it's the ability to share with people the hidden code of life management. So a lot of people believe that the life that they're living right now is great because they don't have nothing, they don't have to scale or to compare it to. Now, Yahushua came that you may have life and life more abundantly. So the emphasis, what I do every day is I share with people the opportunity for a more abundant life by simply asking and doing these shows. So tonight I'm doing the show. This show will go out to the 5,000 listeners that I have on Blog Talk. I will post this show on Spreaker. I have a good 2,000 listeners there. It'll go on YouTube and anywhere from 20 people to, 5 or 6,000 people will listen to it. I get all types of negative responses. My YouTube comments will blow up with people saying a lot of negative things. But out of all of those listeners, I'll get 10, 15, 20 people that resonate with what I'm saying that it talks about in Ephesians chapter 13. Everything that is exposed by the light becomes visible. So I'm sharing light, and it's going to make something visible. The thing that's going to be highlighted is a lack of wealth, a lack of health, a lack of wisdom, and a lack of the ability to relate with other people on a spiritual or biblical level without getting your feelings hurt every time somebody disagrees with you, without having your ego involved, without having an emotional response if your girl doesn't do this or your boy doesn't do that. So you can be in a relationship. The only way my marriage works is because I have this life management system. Because there's very few things that me and my wife agree upon. But the fact that my wife doesn't agree with me doesn't affect me. Now, for most people, that they don't understand what that means. Most people cannot live with somebody who are not a yes man or a yes woman. I want people who challenge me around me. I don't want people who agree with me. I don't want people who want to kiss my butt. I don't want people who are walking around thinking I'm God's gift to the planet. I want people to say, hey, Brother Will, what you said bothered me, man. I want people to tell me, hey, Brother Will, what you said was not right. It was wrong. I want somebody to please prove to me that what I'm saying is incorrect because I haven't met a soul yet. I get texts and emails all the time where people say that what I'm saying is incorrect. I had somebody text me that said that, hey, I heard you teaching about the female womb being a celestial tomb. So that's something negative. That means that the female that I'm saying negative things about women. That's the farthest thing that has nothing to do with women. No woman designed herself. A woman, the womb was placed inside of the woman for a specific purpose by a creator. So unless you are, as I've said, unless you read John 16:11, God is not holding you responsible for the shizness that the archons did. So unless you are an archon, then, yeah, you might want to feel a certain way. That is the purpose of the life management system, to get you out of your feelings, to get you to go above and stop acting like a little B-I-T-C-H. Not you, but people you know. People are emotionally unstable because they have no realization of their Christ actualization. The purpose of the life management system is for you to rise above your lower genitalia. Stop thinking with your little head or your ovaries and start thinking with your big head or your spirit. That's the purpose of the life management system. So everybody on the planet can take advantage of this system. That's why it's so easy for you to make well over $100,000 doing this. All you got to do is one thing. Do exactly what I'm doing. How do you do? What do you need to know? You don't need to know anything. Only thing that you need to know is that this system works. But how do you know that it works? Well, you join the system and you see that the system works because it works for you. How does it work for you? Because you stop thinking the way that you used to think and you start asking questions. That's it. The whole purpose of the life management system is to get you to stop thinking the way that you are thinking and to start asking questions. So the life management, if you never make a dime, there is nobody that's a part of the life management system that should be making less than $100,000. If you're making less than $100,000 and you know me, then something's wrong. And I'm here to fix it. There's nobody that's a part of the life management system that should be making less than $100,000 this year in 2018. Because everybody on this planet is dead. I just read through the scriptures, three of them. So now the people that's walking around that you see, they don't know they're dead until you tell them. Your job is to tell everybody, hey, read 1 Corinthians 15:44 and then call me. They're going to go to 1 Corinthians 15:44. They're going to read. The body is dead. It is sown in a natural body. That means that this physical body is dead. It is raised a spiritual body. That means a spiritual body is placed inside of the dead body to raise it. But the body is dead. Then it says, if there is a natural body, there is also a spiritual body. So the people will tell you, well, I don't see no spiritual body. Well, the proof of the spiritual body is the fact that your natural body is walking around. If I remove your spirit from your body drops because your spirit is your breath. So if I take the breath out your body, it drops. And people going to say, well, I don't care about that. It ain't going to help me pay my light bill. So then you tell them, okay, read 1 Corinthians 15:50, and then give me a call or email me. So they read 1 Corinthians 15:50 that says, I declare to you, brothers, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. So every creature walking around, they are inside of flesh and blood. That cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Nor does perishable inherit imperishable. So something that dies cannot put on something that doesn't die. So the question is, how do we put on something that doesn't die? That's the life management system. It teaches you how to put on imperishability. Now, Corinthians 2:13 says, when you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcisions of your sinful nature, God made you alive with Christ. So we are already alive in Christ. So if I'm already, the Bible says, God has given me everything that I need for life and godliness. So the key to servicing my system is to understand scriptures. So see, the Bible says God has already given. God has given you everything that you need for life and godliness. So you should be living an abundant life, and you should be a godly or a moral person. If you're not, there is something that God gave you that your reticular activating system, your negative habit pattern, is not allowing you to see. So since you can't see what God gave you, you can't be what God gave you. So if you can't see it, you can't be it. So the purpose of the life management system is to help you see. That's called realization. That's called Christ consciousness. That's called resurrection. That's the purpose of the current series I'm doing. So every day you talk to people who tell you you're happy, and then you sit down and you're like, come on, man, like, for real, I saw you and your girl over there at Oregon. So if y'all happy, why y'all separated? Or if you happy, now, I like watching married couples. There's very few people with married couples that I admire. In fact, I can just think of one. It's probably Dr. Spann and her husband, Jerome. I've never met them, but from what I've seen so far, that's about the best I've seen on the planet. Now, I'm sure that they got ups and downs like everybody else. But the way by which confrontation and adversity is handled, there is no emotional response. In other words, I don't really see her husband like going off punching holes in walls, throwing plates around like a little two-year-old kid. He has such a calm demeanor. I don't see him acting like no damn 18-year-old kid. And I don't see Dr. Spann acting like no 16-year-old high school chick. She carries herself with elegance and with style and with grace. How does she get there? That's her product and service. She needs to share with every freaking black woman on the planet how to carry themselves, because the young generation that's coming up right now, oh, man, we in trouble. And Jerome, Dr. Spann's husband, need to teach every black man on the planet how to be a man, because black men don't know how to be a man. We've lost our way. Why? There's no godly examples. So the life management system is designed to empower people like Dr. Spann and her husband to go out and help other people to be like them, because they are being like Christ. And so there needs to be a model. There needs to be an example, a godly example. But if Dr. Spann can't see that, and if her husband can't see that, they can't be it. So they will always go around the rabbit trail because they can't see. My job is to help Dr. Spann see. And every other person that's a part of the life management system, if you hang out with me long enough, oh, Ephesians chapter 5:13 is going to be your that's going to be ingrained in your skull. Ephesians 5:13 says, everything exposed by the light becomes visible. Dr. Spann will see what God has called and gifted her to be. So will you. And so will everybody else. Why? That's my job. And I take my job very seriously. Because Ephesians 5:13 says, for it is light that makes everything visible. So the word light is code for the word life. So I don't know about you, but if I see somebody at the gym, and I met this guy, this Hispanic guy at the gym, this was about a month ago. This dude was 75 years old. His waist was probably about 28 or 30. The dude's back had ripples. His shoulder, biceps, forearms was well proportioned. The dude was ripped. He was 75 years old. His life speaks. All he do is just walk to the gym, and I walked over and said, man, what the hell do you eat? Because when I'm 75, I want to look like you. That's the purpose of the life management system, period. To produce godly examples that all you got to do is walk around and people are going to do, they're going to run to your door and they're going to beg you to please tell me what you are doing. See, I don't know what Dr. Spann and her husband are doing, but whatever they're doing, I want to find out. I want to have a peaceful demeanor like Dr. Spann's husband, that I just walk around and people, I ooze peace. I ain't there yet, but I'm going to get there. I want to have wealth so when people see me, they see money. And they want you, they say, man, I don't know what you did, how you got it, but whatever you did, that's what I want to do. Wealth, health, wisdom, great relationships, that's the purpose of the life management system. And there's a hidden code by which to obtain it. What is that code? Ephesians 5:14 says, this is why it is said, wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Now, brothers and sisters, that is a code word. The word rise and the word awake in Ephesians chapter 5, those are words that carry great punch. And I break it down in detail inside of my private teaching that I'm doing right now, My Temporary Psychosis, which is metempsychosis, which means resurrection and reincarnation. Now, no, you don't believe it. Just read Hebrews 9:27. When it said it is counted unto men once to die and then the judgment. As I've shared in my private class, which I highly recommend, if you don't have it, that you join me by emailing me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Again, that email address is masterteacher33.com@gmail.com, because that is the number one scripture that Christians throw out there because they don't know the definition between the word die and the word kill. As I broke down again, everybody is killed. Nobody dies, because the word death there has to do with spiritual death. It has nothing to do with the natural death that we just talked about in detail at the beginning of tonight's show, because we read, again, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 44. We also read 1 Corinthians 15, 15. We also read Colossians 2:13. Now, there's a plethora of other scriptures, canonized and non-canonized texts, that breaks down this understanding that there are two deaths. There's a spiritual death. There's a natural death. Which death are they talking about? Well, the spiritual death only happens once, but the natural death can happen a lot more times than once. That's what we call returning and materialization, until you understand the realization or the actualization. That's the whole purpose of death. So when we talk about what I've been sharing in that private series, which again, I recommend you join the Life Management System and my private shows. It's only $25 for the private shows if you're part of the Life Management System. Why, Brother Will? What's the purpose? So you can understand, again, how to shine, how to let your light shine. So when you walk around, remember, I don't do no advertising. I do no paid advertising. I got a guy that's trying, man. I came close. It was a $5,000 system. And God told me, why would you want to change something that's working? So I'm making over $100,000. I'm not doing no advertising. And this guy told me, dude, you could make $600,000 to $1 million if you advertise. Now, got a good point. but I am not in sales. I am in service. Now, I'm not saying I'm not going to advertise or do any paid advertising. I'm just saying that that's not my purpose or my intent. I also understand that I want to scale and I want to grow. But I believe and I know that I've grown using what I teach, which is metaphysical marketing, which is I repeatedly maintain a thought that is energized with an emotional charge that, just like a lighthouse never moves. A lighthouse don't go get the ships. The lighthouse shines the light so the ships come to it. Now, the heart stays in the chest, but the heart sends out a frequency that draws everything that it needs to the heart. I'm about that program. So I've been doing that program since I've been on this planet. And the enemy brings you ideals, I-D-E-A-L. This is a great ideal, but I got an idea. So I think I'm going to continue doing my idea instead of doing a bunch of ideals. Now, you are the same. Everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, everybody that's part of the life management system, everybody that's a part of Club 167, everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, you have a frequency, a wave of vibration that when you vibe, when you do that, bam, you light up. And when you light up, you become, again, a single standing column of waveform energy. That means that your energy implodes instead of explodes. You stop having orgasms and you start being an organization. You organize. All of your cells in your body organize. Instead of your body expanding energy, now your body is a dark hole, it's a black hole, it's a sinkhole. It draws or pulls energy. And it's interesting because the more energy you give out, the more energy you get back. So now you're not just giving out energy and wearing yourself out. You're not just receiving energy and just being a taker. Now you are giving. And give, and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together. Whatever measure that you give, that same measure is given back to you. So now you become a kirka. You become a circle, a single standing column of waveform energy, scalar technology, what they call toroidal energy. It's like a donut. It's perpetual motion. It's a circle. It has no beginning and no ending. It just keeps going round and round and round. Energy goes out, energy comes in. Energy goes out, energy comes in. Energy goes out, energy comes in. Money goes out, money comes in. Money goes out, money comes in. You're never broke. You never have to worry about money because your money's going out and money's coming in the form of energy because energy is a current and current is currency. So we use this currency. So you are always, I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor they see begging bread. I've been doing this full time for the last 10 years. Brothers and sisters, as my wife and everybody know you, it's amazing. It even happens sometimes. But all I know, every year, I get my 1099 and I look at it and I be like, damn, I didn't know I made that much money. That's the whole purpose of the system. God has already given you, past tense, everything that you need for life and godliness. But you can't see it. It's not visible. Why is it not visible? Your reticular activating system. What does that mean? You have not raised your vibration. You have not set your hearts on the things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. That's Colossians 3:1. So Colossians 3:1 tells me that I need to raise my Christ consciousness. How? By setting my heart on things above. Period. That's it. Colossians 3:1. The secret to the life management system, Colossians 3:1. Everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, if you're part of the life management system already, you should be making well over $100,000 this year if you just did what I did, just what I do. If you just share the life management system with other people, and if you just share your God-given giftedness with other people, by what? By being you. So how do you be you? As I've been saying, all you got to do is be authentic. How do you be authentic? By being you. So being authentic is being you. Being you is being authentic. Okay, Brother Will, that's what they call word speak. It's like some people call that double talk. You're saying the same thing, just you're saying it in a different way. What was the secret to success again? Okay? The secret to success, is repeating. Frequently repeat it. Blank. Everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, what are you frequently repeating? Now, you're not conscious of it. You're not aware of it. The purpose of the Zoe Life Management System is for you to repeat Christ consciousness. Now, remember, Colossians 3:1 says this. This is why everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice should be telling everybody that you know, saved and unsaved, doesn't matter. Colossians 3:1 says, since then, you have been raised with Christ. Therefore, set your hearts on the things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Now, for everybody that's a part of a private show, you know what the word Christ means. It's made up of seven Greek words, starting with kaio, kaio, C-H-A-O. Then the Greek word chasma, C-H-A-S-M-A. Then the Greek word chaimon, chaimon, C-H-E-I-M-O-N. Then the Greek word chia, chia, C-H-E-R-C-H-E-I-R. Then chrioma, this is word number five, C-H-R-A-M-C-H-R-A-O-M-A-I, chia. Then the Greek word chiro, chiro, C-H-R-I-O, that's the sixth word. Then the Greek word Christos, which means anointed, C-H-R-I-S-T-O. So this one word in English, in order for you to understand it, you need seven words in the Greek or the Hebrew. So if you are reading or if you are doing and you are saying words like I'm doing right now, and you cannot give me the seven words that make up that one. It takes seven Greek or other words to really express the true meaning of one English word. So if you're not doing that, then you don't understand that. That simply means that you can't see. So Colossians 3:1 says, you have been, past tense, raised already with Christ. That means there was a vacancy that allows or that has an opening or a channel for one diakonia, destiny, idea to pass through. That one channel, opening, gap, vacancy, allows one frequency that is designed to give you power to create the universe that determines and controls the destiny that God has designed or consecrated you to the messianic office and furnished you with the necessary power to fulfill the administration of that office that allows you to shine, glow, or be what we call christened Christ or anointed. That is the definition of the English word Christ. So unless the people that you are hanging out with can explain Jesus Christ in that, I didn't explain Jesus, but I did explain Christ, and I broke all this down today in the private series. So if you're hanging out with anybody that cannot explain to you that you was raised or you was given a loan, oh, man, I get too excited talking about it. God loaned you his power in the form of a letter or a fetcher. Now, this power separates you from everybody else. But it was only given to you so that way you have all of the power that you need to fulfill to protect and aid you in fulfilling and controlling your destiny that you have received from the Father. So Colossians 3:1 is saying that if you do not set your heart on that destiny, then that is not going to allow you to be seated at the right hand of God, meaning right hand, right standing, righteousness. That is life management, which is right standing, standing in the right place, the right position, the right destiny, the right diakonia. So if you're standing in the wrong place, you have no power. If you're standing in the right place, you got dunamis power. You got everything that you need. You're going to receive a loan from God with all of the necessary powers for the administration of the office that you've been assigned. What do you got to do? Nothing. Just stand in the right place. So the enemy knows that everybody that I know, they're standing in the wrong place. Because you're standing in the wrong place, you have no power. That's how you can tell if you're standing in the right place. When you stand in the right place, you know, this is my third show today. I may do another one later on tonight at 11. I've been working on dickin' in reports all day. I've been signing people up for Club 167. I'm making my schedule for next week. I'm doing life optimization circles or destiny profile. I'm answering emails. And this is a Saturday. Everybody else is chilling, watching TV, doing whatever. What did I do all day? All day. Did I woke up other than going to the gym, hang out with my daughter for a little bit? Other than that, I've been sitting at this computer. I got to rotate chairs because the chair I sit in, I sit behind this chair so much that I'm destroying the dining room chairs because my big butt sits in them all day. Because why? I love what I do. That's life. My purpose in life is for you to shine better than me. My purpose in life is for you to wake up. And I got a system that is designed to help you wake up. And all you got to do is work your system. You got to understand that your reticular activating system is operating in a manner that is producing a pattern that is blocking you. It's not helping you. So right now, the thoughts that you are thinking in your brain, those thoughts are the thoughts that are not allowing you to see the other thoughts. So Colossians 3:9 says it this way. Colossians chapter 3, verse 9 says it this way. Do not lie to each other. Since you have taken off your old self with its practices, its patterns, and you have put on the new self, which is being renewed in the knowledge of the image of its creator. That's the purpose of the life management system. To get you to take off the old pattern, put on the new pattern, and the more you listen to these shows, the more you read the book, it's going to bring you into the knowledge of the true image that you are a co-creator with the creator. So it's all about taking off the old self and putting on the new self. Now, that is a code for the word resurrection or the word realization or the word actualization or the word ascension. The internet is flooded with people who want to know, man, how do I do, you know, beaming? How do I do remote viewing? How do I do astral projection? How do I, you know, do ascension? How do I activate my kundalini? How do I have, you know, lucid dreams and lucid dreaming? The internet is flooded with all that. I do all of those things, you know. I don't even do them no more. Those things are boring. That stuff don't pay bills. That stuff does not allow you to be a good husband. That stuff does not allow you to access the asterisk records so that way you are all-knowing, all-powerful, and all-present. That stuff, again, does not allow you to develop the ability to not be lured into an emotional diatribe with somebody who is controlled by a lesser deity. So let me make sure you understand what I just said. Brothers and sisters, everything that happens on earth is designed to draw you into or pull you out of your position. Period. Drop the mic. Exit stage left. Everything on earth is designed to get you out of position. Because remember, the power is in the position, not the person. Barack Obama had the power of the President of the United States as long as he was in the position of the President of the United States. Barack Obama does not have the nuclear ball. He does not have the kill codes. He does not have the access. He still got a lot of stuff, but he does not have everything that comes with the office of the President of the United States. Donald Trump does now.
Why? The person that's in the position has the power. The person that's in the position has the power. The purpose of the life management system is to put you in the right freaking position, period. The purpose of the life management system is for you to get in the right position so you can have your God-ordained power. See, I don't have the power that you have. You're the only person that have that power. And you don't have the power that I have. So I can't be you, and you can't be me. But you are the greatest you that there is on the planet. Nobody is better than you. You are the only one. So, brothers and sisters, let me make sure you understand. Your job is to be you. That's it. Your job is to die to the old man so that way you can live in the new man. That's it. The Gospel of Thomas says, his followers said unto him, Jesus, when will the rest of the dead take their place? And when will the new world come? He said unto them, what you look for has already come, but you do not know it. Brothers and sisters, there's a lot of people that I know are waiting for Jesus to come back. They're waiting for their blessing to come. They're holding on for their blessing. Hold on, brother. Your blessing is coming tomorrow. There's a lot of people that I know are holding on, and they're going to start next week to pursue their wealth, their health goals. A lot of people I know, they're holding on. They're waiting. Hope deferred wanes, waxes, makes the heart cold. I know a lot of people that got cold hearts. I know a lot of people that are waiting to get that new job, then they're going to blow up. I know a lot of people who are waiting to start that business, then they're going to get that new car. I know a lot of people that are waiting to meet this fine yellow hammer, then they're going to get in a relationship. I know a lot of people who are waiting to meet this girl that got a big butt donkey don't. I know a lot of women who are waiting for this dude who got this great job, who's this great provider and can take care of their shearings. I know a lot of people who are praying on their knees, begging God for wisdom. I know a lot of people looking for stuff that they already got. I've never met a poor man in my life or woman. I've never met ignorant man or an ignorant woman, dumb, somebody without the capacity, without the potential. I've met a lot of ignorant, dumb people, but I've never met someone who does not have the capacity or the potential by which to operate or vibrate in wisdom. Never. I've been to a lot of places, man. I've talked to a lot of homeless people. I've been to a lot of ghettos. I grew up in one. I've been in a lot of dark places. I work in a supermax prison. I've seen some killers. I looked into the eyes of some demons, and I've never seen someone that was not wealthy, healthy, wise, and all of the things that they need for a great relationship. Even the devils have all this, because even the devils, even the fallen entities were once former, and God's gifts are without recompense. He's not an Indian giver. That's why Lucian Farr still has the ability that he has, because God is just benevolent. The big one, not the little one. He only has one speed, that is omniscience, that is benevolence. There is no shadow and there is no variance in the big G. The little one expresses this anti or this opposite disposition. But the big one is just the petar or the generator. That's Zoe and Zoao. That is Agathon, A-G-A-T
T-H-A-N. Y'all remember that in the last series? Abakan. That simply means good. That's the big one. And so the big one oscillates and vibrates, and he's just sending out wealth, health, wisdom, great relationship. That's it. That's all that exists. Everything else is a manipulation, a dumbed-down version of the original. All of this bad, negative shizness that's going on, that's not the original intent. All this bad and negative is unauthorized productions. So I'm just teaching a system that allows you to only operate in that mindset, period. So I don't see whatever I used to, because remember, whatever you see is what you be. So I don't see poverty, therefore I can't. Poverty does not exist for me. Now, let me say that again. Poverty does not exist. What exists is somebody who is hiding wealth. What exists is somebody who is manipulating wealth. What exists is somebody, something's system that's hoarding wealth. But poverty doesn't exist. Poverty is not a thing. Poverty is not a person. Poverty is not a place. Poverty is not a person, place, or a thing. Poverty is the absence of a person, place, or a thing. Sickness is not a thing. Sickness, disease, is the absence of a person, place, or a thing. Ignorance is not a thing. Ignorance is the absence of a person, place, or a thing. Darkness is not a thing. Darkness is the absence of a person, place, or a thing. So, brothers and sisters, I need you, and I need everybody that you know. I'm going to start making some cups. Saying, Brother Dana, I'm going to need your help on this one, brother. We're going to need some cups. We're going to need T-shirts. We're going to need business cards. We need all this stuff to start sharing the life management system and start selling pens and trinkets. It's time to take this life management system to the next level. So everybody that's part of the life management, all you eights out there, again, we'll be breaking it down in the leadership meetings, but it's time to take this to the next level. Not about money, it's about life. There is no such thing as lack. Not in my world. I don't know about other people's world. All this other stuff is just the inability to see the solution. So if you gaze upon the problem, you create problem. I only see solutions. So when I talk to people and they got a problem, all I see is a solution. So I want you to see what God sees. And what God sees is wealth, health, wisdom, and great relationships. So, brothers and sisters, I need you to join the life management system by emailing me today at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. That email address again, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. If you're already part of the life management system, I need you to optimize your own life by simply, again, regardless of what your reticular activating system says, I need you to do something for me. If you're listening to this show now, or in the recorded message, and you are already a part of the life management system, I need you to make sure that you are mentally and visually repeating something so that way you can activate your neuro and your spiritual peptides. And then you can establish, again, a GPU, which I'll be breaking down later on this year. And I need you to charge or add a charge frequency. If you're part of the life management system, you need to frequently repeat, I have my purpose. I don't give a bleep if you know what it is or not. You need to frequently repeat, I am fulfilling my purpose. I am purpose-based. Frequently repeat it, and it needs to be emotionally charged. If you're listening to this show right now, you're part of the life management system, and for some strange stretch of the reason, we have not already broken down your bridge numbers, the numbers that make up your numbers. If you are, for example, if you're number 4, it is made up of the number 1 and the 3. That means that you are a creative leader. If the number 13, 1 plus 3 gives you 4. So if you're listening to this show and you're part of the life management system, during our next 101, the only thing that we should be talking about is you understanding the 4 numbers that are 8 numbers, which gives you 8 attributes that tells you those eight attributes are exactly what you are, your niche. So does anybody listen to the sound of my voice? Again, you need to frequently repeat those eight words that will automatically, emotionally charge your life. Guaranteed. If there anybody, listen to the sound of my voice. Let me close with this. Let me make sure you understand the depth of the statement. Because, see, I'm a 6'3", 3'9". So I get emotionally charged. I get excited. I start screaming and yelling because I am cheerfully, enthusiastically, optimistically, creatively sociable. That's what the numbers behind my numbers mean. So that's why I create all day, every day, because I am devoted to the duty of establishing by didactically teaching. So let me use some hypothetical numbers. For example, if your life path number is number 4 and it's made up of 1, 3, that means you are a creative leader. If your expression number is number 9, and let's say we add 7 and 2 together, just an example, to get that math, that means that you are intelligent and you have peace. That means you are peacefully, intelligently royal. So that's your niche. You need to express peaceful. You need to carry yourself intelligently. That makes you royal. And everybody's going to be attracted to you because you know your niche. If you are the number 3 like I am, and the numbers that make it the number 3 is you add the number 2 plus 1. 2 plus 1 equals 3. So 2 means peace. 1 equals leader. 3 equals create. So that means I am a peaceful leader that creates. So every day I repeatedly repeat with an emotion that says I am a peaceful leader that is creative, and I get up and I peacefully. That's why my home got to be peaceful. That's why I can't follow nobody else. That's why I got my own system that allows me to be creative. So I cannot be creative if I don't have a peaceful environment and if I'm not the leader. So if I go join your system, that destroys my creativity. That's why people ask me, but I'm going to join people. People hit me up all the time with great multi-level marketing out. People ask me, brother, how can you jump on this Bitcoin shit, bitch? How can you even do it Litecoin, brother? How can you even do it? I'm a freaking leader of my own damn system, bro. I can't join nobody else's. That destroys my creativity. But if I don't know myself, I'm going to get confused with somebody else's system. That ain't life. You cannot be manipulated by somebody else if you know yourself. And let's say for the last number, let's say number 6. And the number 6, as in my case, is made up over the number 5 and the number 1. So 5 means freedom. 1 means leader. So I'm a leader of people who wants to be free to express compassion. So every day I know the enemy is going to try to put me in a cubicle. Because why? No freedom. And every day, the enemy is going to try to get me to work for it. That's why I think I was in insurance for all of them years. I was miserable. I was making good money, but I was miserable. Why? No freedom, no leadership, therefore no peace, no compassion. What you are doing right now, if you are part of the life management system, and if you can sit down and you're not so excited that you're about to jump through the roof, you don't know the numbers that make up you. You don't know the characteristics. You may have a bunch of numbers, but you ain't got the attributes of God. Without those attributes, you cannot be emotionally charged. You don't talk with dunamis power because you don't know yourself. But once, again, you understand yourself, I guarantee you, you're going to talk. You're going to walk. And you're going to be a single standing column that draws people to your life. And that's when you will be, now you will see that, damn, I'm already wealthy. I'm already healthy. I'm already wise. And I'm already in a great relationship with myself, with my God, and with others. You are a seed full of potential. How many apples is inside of one apple seed? Plethora. That's what you are. You are a seed, and you are full of unlimited energy and potential. And it's my job to tap into your unlimited potential. Email me right now if you are not already part of the life management system. If you are part of the life management system, Next week we're doing one-on-one. Our conversation should be one thing and one thing only. We should be talking about the two numbers that make up the individual numbers that are the attributes and the characteristics that God has given you to be you. That's it. And you need to frequently repeat those characteristics, not the numbers. We ain't worshiping no damn numerology. We worshiping attributes and characteristics of God, the big one, not the little one. That's the mission of the life management system. That's how you override your current pattern, the old pattern, with the new pattern. How can you override the old pattern with the new pattern? You don't know what the new pattern is. Now, again, we're just getting into module number two, which is the life-sustaining pattern, which is what I just explained. I just explained to you module number two, and we'll be breaking it down in the next couple of weeks. Brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May His Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because He will never, ever, 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 ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.